This Cork woman was viciously attacked in her own home by a man she had met earlier that day. He told her that he was new to the area and the woman and her partner had welcomed him to the community.
My partner then had to leave the house, and shortly afterwards then I heard a knock at the door, and I assumed it was my partner after forgetting something. And I opened the door and it was the new neighbour, and the whole demeanour changed basically. I was pushed in the door and savagely beaten and raped. And I thought I was going to die. He was strangling me. And somehow I did manage to calm him down and get him out of my house.
Chief Superintendent Mick Finn says random attacks such as this are rare, but people should always keep their guard up.
Our message to young people, and particularly young people who are out socialising at night time, you know, plan how you're going to get home as well as how you're going to get out. Stick together. When people have too much to drink, they can be vulnerable. So we want their friends to make sure that they get home safely.
Street Pastors was set up in the city last year to help people who find themselves in a vulnerable position after a night out. Chairperson David Hoey explains the need for their service.
We knew that the guards were involved in trying to keep law and order. We knew that the emergency services were out if there was an accident. But if in between that, there seemed to be a whole body of people that weren't really attended to. Find in the early part of the night, we chat with people, we talk to doormen. We just get a feel for what's going on and how things are. Later on the night, if you're talking about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, people who have seen us earlier are more inclined maybe to accept help if they need it.
Tune in again tomorrow to hear how victims are affected by crime. Fiona Donnelly, Cork's Red FM.